The News Talk 1620 WTAW, Chuck Glenwinkle in from the College Station Schools, and lots to talk about.
You bet, Bill. We just had a board meeting recently, September 20th. A couple items I wanted to talk about in regards to that. You know, it's been all over the news, everything around Senate Bill 100, which is when municipalities and school districts and counties are going to hold their elections. And basically, it was discussed for the first time by our school board in their in their September workshop. There are two options for us. We can have it every November or every other May. There was no decision made at the time, and we're told that we need to make a decision by December 31st. So those two options out there, there are a couple pros and cons for each, and you know, we'll just go from there. I think the big thing to know is that if you go to every other May, you'll basically have four-year terms. And if you go to every November, you'll keep the three-year terms. And there are different variables that go with the amount of turnover that you have at each election. So if you went every other year, you would have three new board members 1 year and four new board members 2 years later. So there's a potential for a lot of turnover in that way, and the four-year terms, of course. So,
any sort of talk about having a public hearing or board members inviting additional public comment on what might be preferred?
You know, it wasn't brought up. I know that actually the City of College Station's election was brought up, and you know, it's basically the same group of voters. So you know, I think we'll probably wait and see what happens in that election that they have, I believe, which is coming up in November, and probably make a determination at some point after that.
Okay. Other things from the board meeting?
One other thing we talked about, it's a pretty light agenda on September 20th, but one of the things the board discussed was the instructional materials allotment, which is a little bit different this year, the way the school district is getting textbooks and technology-type materials and that sort of thing. In the past, Bill, there were basically, let's say you had an Algebra 1 textbook that you needed, and there were 100 Algebra 1 students. The state would send you 100 Algebra 1 textbooks. They were still property of the state. We had to keep inventory on them, but there was really no money exchanging hands between the district and the state of Texas. They just sent you the books. Additionally, there was what was called a technology allotment. That was provided for each school district for things like computers and all these different sorts of technology needs. Now that money has been put into one pot, and each district has an allotment, an instructional materials allotment. And what it's causing us to do is to be more efficient with how we order our textbooks, because now it is money that is basically being taken out of our account. You know, we have so much that we can spend. So maybe instead of ordering 100 Algebra 1 textbooks for those 100 students, just depending on the situation, maybe we order a class set of 25 to where all those students can share while they're in class. So, you know, there's some efficiencies that are to be had there, and we don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. And you know,
sounds like it gives the district more options.
Absolutely. It gives the district more flexibility. It gives the district, it knows the amount of money that we know the amount of money that we have. And when we spend it, it's gone. So we have to be a little more efficient, and it does give us more options as to what we can and can't order.
This is off on a tangent, but, and correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't there a period where not all the books were ready, had not been published, because
right.
The curriculum stuff had not
there was a period where the system hadn't been opened up in time for districts to actually order books for the beginning of school. My understanding is that we have just about all of our materials now, and everything's up and running. So it was a little bit of an adjustment, but it wasn't that big of a deal. You know, we've got great teachers, and they some of them maybe had to ad lib for a week or two, but I think for the most part it's worked out well.
In fact, classes have now passed the 1 month mark, and
6 weeks are about over, and report cards will be coming out soon. So it goes quick for sure. We did have one other thing I wanted to mention. That was about it for the board meeting. But this week we learned that we had three of our campuses that were named to the Texas Business and Education Coalition Honor Roll. It's a huge honor for a campus in the state of Texas. In fact, there are more than 8,000 elementary, intermediate, middle, and high school campuses in the state, and only 234 received this honor. And CSISD was fortunate enough to have three of those: Cypress Grove Intermediate, Pebble Creek Elementary, and Rock Prairie Elementary. And this is an award based on the past 3 years of data, and it goes off of the state testing data, and it measures the amount of commended student percentage at your school. So for 3 years, those schools have had very high percentage of commended student, which is the highest level of test taker. So we're real proud of those three campuses. We're proud of all of our campuses, and but these three did a great job in getting this award. So
that's wonderful. Construction update at the new high school?
Construction update, I think it's over 60% completed at this point. It's moving along. Barron Road's being built. They're starting to cut Victoria all the way through to Highway 40. It's getting there. It's growing. Football stadiums, you can start seeing it take shape. Of course, the whole high school building is it's all there. They're putting the exterior on it, starting to work more on the interior of the building, and it's coming along very fast, that's for sure.
All right, anything else for this update?
Well, one thing I did want to mention: on October 5th, we're going to have a Brazos Valley College Night at the Brazos Center from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be hosted by A&M Consolidated High School, Bryan High School, and Rutter High School. There'll be about 70 different colleges, university, trade schools there. Open to all juniors and seniors and their families. And the good thing about this is that they'll have some financial aid seminars, one beginning at 6 and one beginning at 7. So come on out if you've got junior, senior age and high school kids, and come on out and learn about financial options that are available to you and the different campuses around that'll be there to tell you about them.
More important than ever before, that financial aid stuff, and
absolutely,
how to go about obtaining that, along with one-stop shopping.
Absolutely.
On here. Post high school career. So, very good. As always, appreciate the visit.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Chuck Linwick with the College Station Independent School District with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.